This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ladies, if you're in a situation where you have to question your man, does he really love me? Is he faithful? Why is he emotionally abusing me, physically abusing me? Don't take that into another year. I know we all have said, next year I'm starting afresh. Next year, I'm getting out. Next year, I'm going to do me. But we stay and we convince ourselves that the reason we stay is valid. Maybe it is. Maybe you're staying because you need a roof overhead. Maybe you're staying because you can't move financially. And we do. We stay because of those reasons. But there are so many resources to help you. County resources. Domestic violence shelters. But I know we have to feel ready. We have to feel comfortable in leaving. And if you leave when you're actually not mentally ready, you'll go back. Most women who have been abused in some kind of way went back until they were mentally ready to leave. And I'm saying abuse because when you're cheated on, that's a type of abuse. Because they lie to you, lie right in your face, and they gaslight you, some do. And a lot of men don't even use protection. So that's putting you and your body in danger. But don't go into 2024 with that abuse. Going into 2024, actually start tomorrow, don't wait to 2024, and learn how to love yourself more. Learn how to respect yourself more and your space. Learn how to say no. I'm not taking this crap from this man anymore. Put yourself first. Put your kids first. Yeah, I know your struggle. You'll struggle, but eventually you'll get back on your feet. You'll struggle emotionally. You'll struggle financially. But the more time you spend away, the easier it gets. Don't keep disrespecting yourself. You know you are worth more. Some women have been in relationships 7, 10, 15, 20, 30 years and say the same thing, I'm getting out, I'm getting out, I'm getting out. Yeah, it takes a while for us to leave, but it shouldn't take that long. If you're in a relationship that long and you want to get married, and he hasn't put a ring on it, or he hasn't moved you to his state or to his house, whether you live in the same state or you live hundreds of miles apart, he needs to make the effort. Don't wait on him to decide when he wants to throw you to the side. You know it's coming. So you need to get up and decide yourself that this is not what you are putting up with anymore. You know he's cheating. Some people say that's normal in today's society. No. Yeah, it might be normal, but you don't have to accept it. Like, no. Find a hobby. Find something to keep you busy. Start going out to lunch. Take yourself out to dinner by yourself. The more time you spend by yourself, the easier it'll be to let that jerk go. Eventually, you will find the nerve to leave. You will find the resources to leave. Don't stay one more year being disappointed, upset, and miserable. Don't stay just because you want somebody. You want a piece of man. A piece of man is not better than having no man at all. Have no man and keep peace of mind. I've talked to several women who have been in this predicament. I'm going to read an excerpt from this woman that I talked to today. I am sitting here at this very moment with my narcissist trying so hard to pull me back into a cycle of devaluing me, calling me all this and that. He thinks he's entitled to say and do whatever he wants to me. He wants me to cry and be hurt over and over. I have become addicted to this man. Addicted to his beating, his lying, his cheating. He's actually living a double life. And he has everybody in his circle hating me. But I've decided to leave this misery. I've decided my light is so much brighter than any darkness he has cast upon my soul. I will shine like a diamond. I will rise above the trauma. I am making a vow to be happy. I am making a vow to control my own feelings. He has been cheating on me with 4 other women. He has a child outside of my marriage. I'm so sick of being stepped on. I'm so sick and tired. It's time for me to do me. If anybody can relate to that, do yourself a favor and get out. There's no reason why you should stay and be miserable one more second.